Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Tyler, Jim with UV Eclipse calling.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Not bad. Hey, I'm just working on getting that stuff together for you.
Okay.
Like I said yesterday, I have your app filled out.
Okay.
I'm on my bank thing to print that off. We're talking, that's, you know, we're probably like 100 pages. You want all that?
Really? It's 100 pages for 6 months there?
Yep. Do you have a... Yeah, that brings me back to like March 14th.
Yeah. Is it a lot of credit cards that you're doing there? Is it just a lot of transactions? What?
Just a lot of transactions, money in and out, you know,
debit. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's usually probably right around 40 or 50, but I mean, if you're working with a ton of transactions there, we'll probably need them. As long as you save it as a PDF, I mean, it might be a large file, but it still should be able to save forward there. Does it have a feature there for where you're able to save it by each month?
I don't know. I'm right on Huntington Bank's website. I don't really... It's like foreign language on here.
when people usually send it over, it'll just be six... it'll be the email with six attachments in it, and they'll just do it by month. That way it's broken down a little bit. It should be easier to send. But, if you got a lot of transactions, we do need to just see the inflow and outflow there on the account. But it still should be pretty straightforward. It might be a few more pages there for you, but it should still work for you.
Okay. Let me see it, because I just see it says download account transactions, but it says the Quicken, QuickBooks, older PM downloads for Quicken, CSV, is that how you want it?
Yeah, what you can do too is you can call them, and I think they'll send it for you. So if you are having difficulties, you can do it that way. You should be able to just save it as like a PDF, and then you can just send it on over. If you are having difficulties, though, you can still just send the application and the tax return just so I can get the file going, and we can still hopefully get you submitted here by the end of the day.
Right. Yeah, I just like that when I'm concentrated on it, if I'm going to send something, I want to do it all.
I definitely get it.
That's what it is saying. It says you have too many transactions in the requested date range. Please narrow the request date range and try again.
Yeah, I would just do it by month to month then. Just do like August's statements, download that, and then just kind of go see if that works for you. If you just do it by month to month as opposed to all 6 months combined, that might work better for you.
All right, let me see what I can come up with. I'm going to try to get this sent over to you.
Okay, yeah, if you do have any other questions, just give me a call here at my line.
All right, thanks.
All right, Jim.